Dave, a tough loss yesterday against a ranked opponent in OCC. What's the message to your team after a game like that when you're going up against a nationally top 10 ranked opponent?
Well, you know, we try to get better every day. And do we match up well with a team like that at this point in the year? Probably not. But as long as we're making strides and getting a little better, we can all take a little something from it and be happy about where we're at.
What were some of the positives that you've taken over the last couple of weeks?
Well, we take the positives in the players themselves and you know, getting better at the fundamentals, learning the game a little bit better. And, you know, we've taken a couple of players that didn't have a very extensive basketball background, and you can see some of the fruits of their labor when they're out there on the floor. So that puts a smile on everybody's face.
That's cool to me. So you're using it for like a building block in some sense for some of those players, giving them that meaningful playing time.
Yeah, we start out from day one looking to make our players better players and better community members. And, you know, when we see the strides, we take pride in them and make sure they know that we appreciate their efforts and where they've gotten to.
I believe it. We're chatting with Dave Stevenson, head coach of the Tompkins-Cortland women's basketball team here on BTL. One player who has had a really good season is Shaylin Heidel, and she's right from our own backyard here in the area from Candor. She's averaging under 12 points per game. She's been a threat out there, rebounding the basketball really well. How have you seen her game grow and progress as the season has gone on?
She, you know, has developed a couple of new skills. Got a little mid-range jump shot that she's shooting. And, you know, as far as Shay goes, you're never going to find anybody that outworks her. She just works her, you know, her tail off every day of the week. And, you know, as far as the improvement, yeah, effort, sometimes you can't teach somebody. It's just in them. And the improvement is bled over into the fact that she's doing some different things. She's handling the ball with a little more confidence and, like I said, shooting that mid-range jumper, which we're pretty pleased with.
Another sophomore who's been really, really great, leads the team in scoring this year, is Keandra Roden, averaging just under 13 points per game. And she plays a lot of minutes too, much like Shay does. What has her impact been for this team and for the last few seasons with her being at the program?
Well, in her case, and as well with Shay, without those two, we'd be a whole different unit. They just bring in an attitude and an intensity. Kay, just hard-nosed, really fine ball handler, really good person, and just has a nonstop motor, as does Shay, and just works hard every minute she's in the gym.
You look up and down the roster. You have a mix of players from right nearby, like Shay from Candor, like Ashley Shortsleeve from Cortland. And then you also have players from outside of this region, you know, from upstate, downstate, wherever it may be, sometimes even different states. I'm always curious what the philosophy is with coaches over there at Tompkins-Cortland when it comes to bringing in new players, how you recruit locally, but also maybe a bit more on the regional scale.
Well, my method to the madness in my years of coaching at this level is I like to have a mixture of, you know, out-of-region players, region players. I'm a big fan, personally, of the local athlete.
Yeah.
But we also have to mix in some of the talent that you can bring in from outside the area. I think it, one, benefits the program when you have that mixture, and two, it's also a learning and better experience for the players because they're meeting people from outside this area, becoming friends with players from outside this area, and developing lifelong friendships.
Yeah, totally believe that. Dave Stevenson, our guest here on BTL, head coach of the Tompkins-Cortland women's basketball team. The Panthers are right back at it on Saturday against Cayuga Community College. You know, you've been around the block for quite some time, not just with the women's basketball program, but other teams as well. You've always been around Tompkins Cortland Athletics. I'm kind of curious, what's led to your longevity and your love for the programs that are over there?
Well, I enjoy working with the young folks.
Yeah.
Every day there's a new learning experience. Every day there's a new smile. Every day there might be a new frown. But it's when you put it all together, it's just something that I enjoy to this point still. And, you know, when that enjoyment's gone, then I will step aside. But I don't see that waning right now and plan on being here for a while. As far as my excitement for Tompkins Cortland, I think it's a jewel that not nobody, but some people don't recognize, and an opportunity for players to keep playing. I played here myself back in the day, baseball, and, you know, I just think it's a wonderful opportunity. And like I said, I enjoy the young folks. I enjoy the people I work with. I enjoy where I work. And until that changes, I'll be here for the long haul.
And that's the cool thing that I appreciate, is that there are a lot of people, coaches, especially who a lot of them have come through the system and have been a member of Panther programs in the past. And sometimes they will use Tompkins Cortland either as a stepping stone to continue their coaching career, or maybe they'll be there long term like you have. I mean, how rewarding is that, knowing you can essentially give back to a program that shaped you and made you and contribute as a coach?
First of all, my opportunity to play here was very enjoyable. As far as giving back to the program, knowing a little bit of the history, not all the history, and, you know, trying to advance and add to that history is just something that I think is a big plus in life, a big plus in life.
For sure. We're chatting with Dave Stevenson, head coach of the Tompkins Cortland women's basketball team here on BTL. Panthers back at it on Saturday against Cayuga Community College, final game of the season. Dave, one thing that you said just a few minutes ago essentially was every day can be used as a different learning experience. I'm kind of curious what the biggest learning experience has been for you during your time up there in Dryden.
That folks come in and, you know, playing the game of basketball is common to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But everybody's been taught differently, and you have to take the little bits and pieces of all the difference that everybody's been taught and try to mold them into your style. So in turn, you know, the learning process is, one, what people have been taught, what they know, how they go about their business, but also one of the major learning points every day and year in and year out is learning how to relate to those players from out of state, those players that are from out of the area, and also the local folks. I mean, everybody has their differences, and it's just a unique situation to be able to try to manage all that, and, you know, it's just a great opportunity.
Dave, before we let you run, you're juggling a couple of different seasons right now, I'm sure. Obviously, as the basketball season starts winding down here, you're probably getting ready for the softball season. So what's that double duty act like so far? Are you still completely focused on basketball? Are you doing half and half? What is it looking like?
We're going to roll into the softball portion of it full bore here in the middle of next week.
Okay.
I try to break up my day and not to mix the two and let one affect the other. If it's softball, we would, you know, have a meeting in the early afternoon. As soon as that meeting's over, I put the softball on the shelf for the day and get myself to basketball practice and get in that mindset. And then, you know, pretty much same thing every day. Just try to split them up and not let one play into the other. Granted, I do have some players that play both, though sometimes it does, but we try our best. But like I said, basketball will be over here shortly, and we'll roll into the softball season full go the middle of next week.
Sounds it. And one of those players is Ashley Shortsleeve. Looking forward to chatting with her tomorrow, seeing how she juggles being a two-sport athlete. It's going to be a really good time. Dave, really appreciate the time. Thank you so much for stopping by BTL. Good luck on Saturday, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you once the weather gets a little bit warmer and you guys take the diamond, okay?
Hey, it's always a pleasure. Anytime.